Blog Talk Radio.
It is Kelly here. Good morning. It's 6:18, and some of the stories out there. Let me get to a little bit of the headlines here. This is from the Drudge Report. Female cop killed in separate shooting in Paris. Suspect spotted. Manhunt continues. Young mother let gunman in after child was threatened. Before attack, French began ceding control of neighborhood to Islamists. And this is possibly the most troubling part of this, and I think this is the conflation or the bringing together of separate issues, one of which is the movement in the democracy that began centuries ago for pluralism. And pluralism, part of pluralism, you know, pluralism is bringing together of disparate elements in your society and allowing things to basically proceed in a manner in which I'm not obviously reading this out of the dictionary, just kind of defining this out of my brain, but you know what pluralism is. It's having a society based out of separate and sometimes somewhat incompatible parts, and yet having a safe and a peaceful society in which we agree that we will settle our differences without weapons, without physical attacks, that we'll settle them at the ballot box. We'll decide on the political system ultimately through the vote and within parties and through voting, and that we will agree to disagree on religion and keep religion a somewhat private matter. And this was the result. Pluralism comes out of this centuries-long battle in Europe between the Protestants and the Catholics over who was going to control the various states. And so anyway, without getting too far afield, the Catholics and the Protestants worked this relationship out centuries ago, and we no longer fight wars between Protestantism and Catholicism. And one of the ways that we did that is by starting the United States, having a constitution, a bill of rights, and all this stuff. And now we're seeing that the entire balance of the world's authorities in the developed democracies and republics are being challenged by Islam, and Islam is coming in and saying at some level, it is up to us to decide how this country is run, what the standards in society will be, and we will decide what the definition of blasphemy is and how men and women should interact and the place of the church and all these different things that was decided long ago. You've got this basically a fossil. You know, Islam is, at some level is like a fossil from the past that comes out and kind of, it's like some reanimated dinosaur that's coming back and trying to take, you know, dominance over the earth. It's very weird how this has kind of played out. I think the worst thing of it is when you hear things like the president saying the group that was shot in Paris that you shouldn't, that he told them you shouldn't be provoking Islam, and as usual we see that the president is taking a stand of sympathy and you know, to a certain extent, support of Islam, instead of saying, you know, these values out of Islam are incompatible with society and Islam needs to change and adapt or not be part of the society. You know, what else could you do? 523-1450 if you disagree. Now, I've got a couple of clips here on the shooter, in the shooting in El Paso. A doctor was fatally shot at an El Paso Veteran Affairs, and I do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Art.
Hey, Art, thank you for calling in, and what's on your mind?
Well, I guess because this is an opinion show, I have an opinion.
Of course.
And it is my opinion that the last war of any consequence that this country won was World War II.
Okay.
Now, back then, we demonized our enemy. If you look at posters of the time and whatnot, and the names that we, I won't use them on your show, but we all know how we refer to our enemies, right?
Yes.
Now, one of the issues today, I believe, is that we will not, it's not that we won't even demonize our enemy. We won't identify the enemy. It's almost as if it's taboo to identify just what this problem is. Now, they have actually been trying to kill off non-believers for 1,400 years. This is not new. I don't understand why. Now, here's my analogy.
Okay.
You had, at some point in the past, you had X amount of Catholic priests who were pedophiles.
Okay.
Now, the left will paint the entire Catholic Church as a bunch of perverts and slam them repeatedly and tell everybody how horrible they are for the actions of a few. Now, let's take it over to Islam. What is the percentage of Islam, you know, that believe in the radical, or it's really not radical. That's part of the problem, too, in my estimation, is that there's, to quote Robert Spencer,
yeah,
there are moderate Muslims, but there's nothing moderate about the Quran.
Yes.
So, quote, radical Muslims are actually following the Quran to the T.
Yes.
So we have people trying to tell us that's not true, but in reality, it is.
Art, that is stated as well as I've ever heard. So it brings us to the dilemma. Where are we at now, and what can we do?
Well, that's where it gets a little tricky. I don't claim to have the answer to that, although personally, I would rather be wrong and alive than politically correct and dead.
Yeah, and, you know, Art, I don't know if you heard me talking about this. I got into never had a TV, but I got on into Netflix, and I started watching this Walking Dead zombie show, and I was stunned at the number of analogies that you could draw out there. When the society fell apart, these people were decision-making without the help of the government. It was kind of fascinating the kind of thought process that they would go through. A lot of times they would have these meetings and talk about this stuff, but it kind of reminds me of what's going on now.
Well, I can see that. Yeah, I understand. I didn't catch that. I guess that was an earlier show that I might have missed, but I understand what you're saying is basically you're blindly following a leader. Another problem, God knows there's enough of them, but there's a critical lack of critical thinking and independent thinking in this country.
Yes.
We have a media who leads us, and sadly, most people just follow and don't stop to think, well, could they possibly be telling me something that's either wrong, or
yes.
are they omitting something
yes.
that would be material to this, you know, the information on this particular issue? So first thing I would do if I had the magic wand is I would immediately stop any immigration from any Islamic country, any country that has a large percentage of Muslims in it.
Right.
I would also shut down what we know to be radical mosques in this country. I would start deporting people. And you know what? We in turn Japanese people, which was wrong.
Yes.
But now, this may be inductive reasoning, but we won World War II against the Japanese. Now, I'm not saying there's a direct correlation between the internment of them and our winning of said war. But how about we start to take some steps in the proper direction to minimize the threat that we have? And
yeah.
the only thing, from everything I've read, and I've read a lot of Robert Spencer's work,
Spencer's
and
brilliant.
Sergei Trepkovic, and one of the things that Muslims, the only thing they understand for the last 1,400 years is superior power.
Yes.
So
yeah.
how about we show them we were, for the longest time, we were the superpower on Earth. Why don't we grow a spine and tell them, okay, here's what we're going to do. The next time there's an incident, this is going to happen, and then follow through with it.
Well,
and be just brutal in what we do.
Okay, so give me an example. Give me a theoretical example here of how you would handle a particular situation.
All right, well, this may be an oversimplification of it, but let's say that the gauntlet were thrown down that, okay, the next time a Muslim kills a non-Muslim, for everyone they kill, we're going to kill 100 of your people. And we go in and indiscriminately kill them in the places that they live.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah, oh, my God, there's innocent people. Are they first of all, are they really innocent? And how about the people they're killing on our side of the equation? Are these not innocent people, too? Why are they allowed to kill our innocents, and we're so afraid to kill their innocents? Let's wipe them out. Just exterminate the seed.
Yeah. Now, there was this guy, and I'm trying to remember what his name was on this Walking Dead show, but he kind of represented this old-line liberal. He was the older guy in the show. He was in his 60s. His wife had died and everything. He wore a hat all the time. He's the guy that drove the Winnebago. And he would always make these arguments when they were talking about how to deal with these, you know, zombie attacks and stuff. He would always make these very liberal kind of arguments. You know, we can't give up on our ideals and we can't treat people this way. On the other side, you've got individuals that are saying, we've got to survive. And I think that's the argument you're making is our rules and our viewpoint has to be committed to reality. We cannot sacrifice our entire culture and nation for a bunch of ideals that don't
feel good ideas.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
I try to compare things in my mind all the time, and I think, okay, let's go back, you know, approximately 70 years. Did we have as many people back then trying to rationalize what Nazis were doing by saying, well, you can't paint the entire group of Nazis with that one brush just
yeah.
because there are some radicals
yeah.
in the Nazi movement.
Yes.
No, that was not what the news was telling you. That's not what the average person was thinking.
And
but
you
spin forward to now, and all of a sudden we have this bizarre, convoluted thinking that we're supposed to understand everybody, and they're trying to kill us.
Yeah, and Art, I think that that's a great analogy because we look now back at Nazism and we see the whole thing as infected, and it's the whole thing was, you know, the central policy of the Nazis was to kill the Jews. Believe it or not, in Hitler's mind, that was the answer, and there were all kinds of other stuff that they were up to, but it is similar in Islam. You know, Islam and Nazism actually worked together during World War II.
They did. They collaborated with one another. I don't understand why people are so afraid to just call a spade a spade.
It's political correctness. It's political correctness. We used to have a Christian consciousness in the country, whether you were Christian or not. there was a cultural heritage of a certain number of ideas, and it was done in a uniquely American way, patriotic way. And I think that that has kind of morphed into political correctness. That my here's what I would ask anybody who's buys into political correctness. I would ask you, what are you actually committing yourself to by believing in and trying to enforce these politically correct ideals on yourself and other people? What is the standard? What is the faith base from this?
Well, I possibly one of them could answer it. But one of their, when I say they, I mean the left.
Yeah, of course.
One of their arguments is that we shouldn't try to impose our will in other countries. There seems to be, you know, an argument that's been going on since probably the 50s or 60s. So why is it so, why are they repeatedly hypocritical in their belief systems when they want to impose their belief system on somebody like you or me, that
yeah.
I have Islam as a religion of peace, when I know it is not a religion of peace?
The facts on
I've
the ground.
I've probably read more about yeah. Islam than the average person has,
yes.
But the average person says, well, it's a religion of peace because they have heard President Bush say it, they've heard President Obama say it, they've heard newscasters say it, so I guess it must be true. It's the old story about if you tell a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
Yes. And, I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's obviously you can quote things in the Quran that seem to suggest that, but the quotes in the Quran that suggest that you should wait lying in the bushes for the non-believers to come along and slay them, you can't get rid of those, and they're always, they're quoted, and these guys, you know, this is what I don't understand. The president of the United States spokesman gets up and states for France that we can't say this is a Muslim terrorist attack. I don't know what the president thinks he's gaining by continually saying in the face of all of the facts in opposition that these are not Muslim attacks. The Fort Hood shooter is yelling Allah Akbar while he's shooting people, but it's not a Muslim attack. It's not terrorism.
Well,
it's absolutely insane.
You see the insanity in it. And I think there's probably a large number of people in the country who do see the insanity.
Yeah.
But if we've got a few that run everything, then we're going to be mowed down along with the rest of them. The only thing I can hope for is that when it really hits the fan, that at least I get to watch somebody be decapitated who was arguing in favor of
yeah.
the understanding.
Yeah. Now, and that's what happens in this, Walking Dead is the people who advocate and have this kind of lost, this old way of seeing things and are basically, for lack of a better term, liberals in this TV show, they all end up getting converted or killed.
I'm going to have to watch this show. I've heard of it and I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And I mean, it's just, I was amazed at how good the production values were and also the number of analogies. And I first thought of liberalism is this, you know, you can see that, you know, you're basically in this TV show and it's been going on for years. I apologize if I'm late to the party, but you're either committed to reality, which means day-to-day survival, or you're going to die. Because you can't have a totally inconsistent view of the world when the government falls apart. You know, all of these liberals who stand up and fight for these ideals are protect. You know, they attack the military, they attack the police. But these are the people that are keeping the society safe. The police, whether you insult them or not, and whether you claim that they have bad motives and bad techniques, are out there every day putting their life on the line for you.
Well, I wouldn't argue that. I'm not among the group that feel the police are a bunch of predators.
Yeah. Hey, Art, I got to take a...
I personally wouldn't want to be a cop.
Art, I got to take a break. Was there anything else?
No, thank you for letting me vent.
Absolutely, and please call back in the near future. I really enjoyed your commentary.
Thank
you. Have a good
day. Sir.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye. All right, folks, let's take a break here, and we'll be right back. Got a little news for you. Good morning. It's Kelly, 640. And I've got here a little clip from the Washington Post talking about the gentleman at the El Paso Clinic who killed the VA doctor. And the doctor had already filed a complaint against this guy. VA psychologist Timothy Fjordbach. And we do have another call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. This is Greg.
Greg, good morning to you. And what's on your mind?
Good morning. Before you play that clip, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Art there. That was a great call, a great commentary on the signs of the times.
I agree. So let's go. Let's continue on with it. Let me ask you this, Greg. Can you give me what you think would be a more rational approach to the problem of Islam and the associated violence than the way we're going right now?
The problem is, Kelly, I'll try to answer it to the best of my ability. The problem is that we are infidels. We are non-believers according to the Muslim religion.
Uh-huh.
Unless we convert, we either pay a tax
jizya,
or we are killed. And then they take our property and our women and our children and make them sex slaves and concubines.
It's called the jizya, and it is the yearly capitation tax, and it is a war treaty.
Yes. Now, I have a suggestion. I would throw this out. I doubt very seriously if the so-called conservative news outlets would participate in this. But the next time they have a liberal trying to rationalize this behavior and their way of life, enforcing it on non-believers such as us, why don't that news outlet just have a running scroll on the bottom of the screen citing chapter and verse concerning the Quran and the Hadith that they are to steal, lie in wait, ambush you, kill you, take your property every time these morons speak? Because as you know, Kelly, they're supposed to be fair and balanced.
Well, I mean, the only news agency that claims to be fair and balanced is Fox, and they've done very well by trying to balance out the news, in my opinion. But not that I watch Fox News because I don't have a TV, but I do not have Netflix now, and maybe I'll move on from there. But let me just say this: that it is up to these people to adapt to us, not vice versa.
Well, you know that that's not going to happen because, like Ed Art wonderfully said, that in so many words, you have people that are devout followers of Muhammad, and then you have those that claim to be Muslim, but they're here in this country, and they love the life that's open and available to everybody that comes to America to better themselves.
Yes.
So this is what we're dealing with, and unless we wake up, which I doubt we will, it's a sad commentary on the future of America.
Well, you know, we got a new day and here, and I think the president's ideas and policies have been widely repudiated. He's still kind of hanging around, but he's lost a lot of his power. And I think people want a different answer. They don't want this old leftism. This leftism that the president represents, that he acts like is just fresh off the shelf. Has already expired decades ago.
Right. Well, if you want a good laugh later on, look up what Howard D., Democrat,
right here.
Liberal.
I've got it in the queue.
Excellent. I'll be listening to it. Have a great day,
thanks,
Kelly.
Thanks, Greg. You too. All right, folks, let me do this real quick. I'm just going to play this clip because I think I know what people want to talk about today. I'll play a clip from the Washington Post from the military talking about this. I just want you to hear a little bit on this shooter.
Approximately 3:10 p.m. Mountain Time.
This is Major General Stephen Twitty. Interesting name, but he's giving an official statement from the military on the shooting.
We received reports of an active shooting at the El Paso Veterans Affairs Clinic located here on Fort Bliss, Texas. The VA immediately enacted their response plan for all personnel to shelter in place. The Fort Bliss Military Police and the El Paso and federal law enforcement responded immediately. Authorities began a detailed search of the clinic. The alleged shooter is dead, and we have one casualty. That casualty is deceased. All other VA patients and staff are safe. This is an active crime scene, and the shooting incident is under investigation. The FBI has the lead for the investigation, and our criminal investigation division will be in support of the investigation. Everything is under control, and there is no immediate threat.
Obviously. Now, here is a statement from somebody who knew this guy, and it was a neighbor, and he said this gentleman suffered from PTSD. And this is from KFOX TV.
You know, he kept to himself.
Mario Montes remembers his neighbor, Jerry Serrato, as a quiet, good guy.
Jerry was always very cordial with us.
But it was that same quiet neighbor who opened fire at the El Paso VA on Tuesday, killing Dr. Timothy Fjordbach on the fourth floor of the hospital before taking his own life one floor down.
It's sad because nobody could prevent it. Yet it was preventable.
Montes actually works at Fort Bliss, too, at the Sergeant Major's Academy. And yesterday, when the guns were drawn and the VA was on lockdown, Montes said he had a weird feeling. It was Serrato who had opened fire inside the VA.
I even called my brother. I said, you know what? I think it was Jerry who shot that guy.
Here's why. Montes says he remembers Serrato telling him about how he had lost his desk clerk job at the El Paso VA in 2013. And Serrato said he felt it was this one doctor who was responsible. But Serrato never told him the doctor's name.
Consequently, he had this anger, I think, you know, about losing that job.
Well, anyway, and he goes on to say that he's seemed to be suffering from PTSD. So anyway, let's take a little break here and we'll be right back. And I got some weather for you right here. 523-1450 to call in if you have an opinion on this larger problem of Islam. It is a problem, folks. Whether that's convenient for you or not, the question is, what are we going to do about it? Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450, to sit here and act like because we're right in our ideas, we're above the fray. We don't have to worry about this kind of stuff. We have a good country and such is deluding ourselves. We're going to see more of these type of attacks in America. FBI and the NSA cannot stop everything evil that is this happening around us. There's too many of these people that could have infiltrated even from this porous border down south. And anyway, we'll be right back to discuss this a little bit more on the Kelly O'Connell Show. 523-1450, call in, and especially call in if you disagree, because I'd like to hear your reasoning why. Hey, it's Kelly here, and we've got a little bit. I want to just give a little memory to this doctor who was killed, Timothy Fjordbach. He was 63, described as being committed to veterans' mental well-being and having a great impact on veterans. He left a successful private psychology practice after the terrorist attacks in New York City, and this is from the Sun News, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001, to focus on helping returning soldiers. And he earned a doctoral degree of psychology from the University of Denver. He practiced in Macon, Georgia, and he specialized in neuropsychology, clinical neuropsychology, and in clinical psychology. And his quote, here's a quote here. His main thing is that he could differentiate between symptoms of PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And says Michael Rushton, a U.S. Air Force veteran who was treated by him. And he said, Rushton, who suffered a severe traumatic brain injury about a year ago, was also being treated for PTSD. And he said it lasted for about 5 hours, the interview. Here's a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, Kelly. This is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, what's up?
Okay, I just woke up really disgusted this morning listening to you and that Al Art or whatever guy talking about killing Muslims. Like, it was, I mean, it's 6-something in the morning, and it just sounds so ridiculous and so crazy.
Well,
like, is that
Courtney,
even an option?
Courtney,
are you guys any better than him with that talk?
Courtney, don't talk over me when I'm trying to talk to you. I did not.
You were talking over me.
Hold on a second. Courtney, if I'm trying to respond to something you're saying, don't just keep talking and talking and talking. I mean, we've got to have some back and forth here. I'm trying to get a little more order on the show. I did not advocate going out and killing Muslims. That's something that Art had said during the conversation. This is a free speech. The show is a place for free speech. He did not say you should go out and kill Muslims. He's talking about options.
He actually did. He's talking about options, and first of all, that option doesn't make him any better than the Muslims that he's speaking of. And secondly, he did say that. He said, for every one they kill, we should kill 100 of theirs. That's exactly what he said.
He talked about, yeah, I mean, I disagree with that. You're right. You're right to point that out, but I'm not.
And I'm going to say this. There are Muslims that are peaceful. And there are Muslims that are American.
Yes.
They're not all from other countries. And I mean, and with this situation that happened in Paris or whatever, this happened in 2011. They really do not take their God being made fun of as funny. And we know that from 2011. However,
right.
They did it again. And although we're a free country, can we be a respectful country?
What do you mean respectful?
Like, respectful as in if somebody does not like their God being made fun of.
All right. Okay. I got you.
Don't do it.
All right. Let me ask you this.
I got to go. But I mean, I just woke up on such the wrong side of the bed listening to that at 6-something in the morning. My alarm goes off to your show. When your show comes on, that's whenever it's time for me to wake up. That's when my radio comes on. And to hear that so early in the morning, it's disgusting.
Well, what about the people?
And I'm just ashamed of you that you would allow that.
What am I supposed to do? Tell people they can't give their opinion?
I would think you would correct him and be like, well, that's not really an option. But you go on to compare them and zombies and everything else. And it just sounded totally disgusting. And I need some coffee. Goodbye.
All right. So I disagree with going and shooting 100 for every one. I'll just point it out there. I don't believe in that. I'm just kind of listening to him, kind of thinking about what he's saying. I am saying that our response to this so far is not commensurate to the threat. And for Courtney to get on there and say we need to adapt to them is ridiculous. Are we going to throw out free speech because these people move to our country, or she says convert to Islam? And decide that they're offended and they're going to start killing us. I've got to take a little break here. I'm a little long on. I've got a couple of ads here, so I'll be right back. We'll be back after the break on the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Jackie.
And we're from season 5 of The Biggest Loser.
The official Biggest Loser Run Walk Race Series is coming to all across America.
And on January 18th, we're coming to Las Cruces, New Mexico for a half marathon and 5K.
And don't forget the kids race.
This unforgettable race experience is for all fitness levels, with free race photos, a finisher's medal,
and a post-race concert with Dan. Sign up and be a part of the inspiration.
Get details at 541-2444 or explorelascruces.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-4017, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts. And also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 800-566-4017.
This is AM Las Cruces on AM 1450. Kelly O'Connell has it covered.
This is Kelly. And, yeah, I was thinking about that. That's appropriate for Courtney to point that out. I do not advocate going out and killing anybody that just, you know, we got to have an answer, though. We got to have a different, in my opinion, we got to have a different answer to this. It does not going out and killing include killing innocent people, of course. But I don't think that we're really prepared. Anyway, let me take you out with some Uncle Tupelo. Kelly O'Connell will be back after the break on the hour.
Never leave on your own. Where you're from and where you're going. I know these things like I know you hate me now. Let yourself get air thinking. Your dreams can never be bought. I couldn't help you then, and I guess I can't help you now.
Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Bill.
This is Bill. You read your email.
To which account?
Well, I was going to type you one today. This has got me going this morning, but I need to contemplate a little bit before I put it down.
All right. It's
your email address is in the phone book, right?
What is it? No, it's not. I don't think it's Hibernian1@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, well, I got Kelly@BravoMick.com, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I'm going to type something up and send it to you, and I may call you tomorrow on this one.
All right, thanks, Bill.
You got me going this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye. Good morning. It's Kelly. It's 7:06. And thank you for tuning in on KOBE. Okay, so let me get to a little bit of the, let's see here, how about a little bit of the weather? The weather is kind of off the hook back east, and then we're going to come back and talk about this radical situation in Paris. And we've got a sweeping, it's record low temperatures, going to be recorded. It's 29 degrees right now at Oregon. So up in the foothills up there. And I've got a little clip here from weather.com. I don't know. I just feel like we have not had a rational, a realistic response to this stuff so far. I think though that the idea that we need to adapt to this. Think about that. Somebody comes into your country and it's your job to adapt to them, right? Which is what Courtney,
like a single.
What Courtney said, and I cannot accept that. I mean, it's why would we want to do that? As I guess my question is, why would we want to make our standards for free speech based on what Muslim terrorists want us to do? I mean, it seems to me that would be the worst possible reaction to this stuff. And I understand Courtney being upset with me that I didn't say anything. I was just kind of thinking of what he was saying, you know, and sometimes you almost forget you're on the air. I'm just listening to what his proposition. It's obviously outrageous to suggest they kill one of ours, we go kill 100 of theirs. But, you know, when you see the indiscriminate type of slaughter that's going on over in the Middle East, in the killing of people specifically because they're Christian, which is one of the things that he was talking about. And now you've got these people that are killed in this attack in Paris because they dared to put a picture up of this cartoon of the prophet. Courtney, do you really think that all of the newspapers in the world should stop publishing anything critical of Muhammad or Allah, anything critical of Islam? I mean, that's ridiculous, right? Okay, but that's what you're suggesting we do in the United States to be sensitive. I think that's outrageous. Shame on you, Courtney. I mean, we're going to really live our lives to make Muslim terrorists happy? Here we go. Here's a little article or news clip. Cold blast continues. Wind chill alerts for over half the U.S. population.
Are you getting sick of the cold yet up in the north? I mean, this cold has been ridiculous. It's lasted several days. Look at this video from northern Minnesota. Not only cold, but you've got the blowing snow, reducing visibility, and a little bit more snow going to be added to that for our Thursday. But still, the cold is the main story. I mean, the wind chills for our Thursday are not going to be quite as bad as they were for the past couple days. But don't let your guard down, because by the time we get to Friday morning, watch what happens. Once again, we're back into that 10 to 15 minute exposed skin gets frostbite territory. So, next couple of days, you got to keep your guard up because it is going to stay dangerously cold.
And up in the Midwest, upper Midwest of the country, you've got wind chill factors of in the negative 30s. And you remember last year, that there were it was down up to, it's down into the negative 70s in some of these places. Where the windshield was so brutal, and we're getting it again this year. That's why a lot of people just don't believe that that there is such a thing as global warming, and they see it as a hoax. All right, let's get back to this this story here. And I've got a clip here from Chris Matthews, who I'm shocked to realize that I agree with him, but first let me play this thing from Howard Dean that was mentioned by Greg. And I've got to read your text and stuff. Let me reiterate, I'm not advocating anybody be killed that's an innocent person. I mean, that's just totally off the charts. It's totally unacceptable response. But that wouldn't even interest me as an answer. Okay, that was just Art was I think talking out of his frustration over how these groups go and kill people in the name of religion. And then you get somebody like Courtney who calls up and quite fairly says, you know, you're letting this guy talk about killing innocent people. And I want this to be a free speech place. At the same time, it's not a place to advocate that kind of violence. But anyway, I think that people are outraged at seeing what's going on in there. And I would say, what if they brought that here? But they have brought it here. It's just that the government absolutely refuses to admit that we've got, terrorism. It's really kind of remarkable to me. And I've got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. This is Kelly.
Good morning. This is Takashi, Kelly.
Hey, take me off speakerphone.
No, you're not on speaker, man.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
When they catch these Catholic priests in situations of pedophilia, people don't go ahead and assume that the whole Christian nation are pedophiles.
Right.
So I think it's highly wrong for us to go ahead and bundle all the Muslims in an extremist category.
I mean, Kelly,
you remember Abu Ghraib prison?
Yeah, but
that incident?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on just a second. I have never said all Muslims are radicals.
Said this religion. You keep emphasizing on the religion. So what I'm saying to you is, remember those soldiers that were watching over the Muslim in Abu Ghraib?
Hold on. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to put you on hold no matter what. All right, I just missed a call. Listen, Takashi, if I'm trying to cut in, just let me cut in for a second. I'm my own call screen.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Hold on one second. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Can I put you on hold?
Yep.
Thanks. All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Kelly. So I'm saying, like,
I agree.
We can't just generalize everybody in the same group because of one stupid thing one person
listen
did.
Listen to me.
You know?
Listen to me. I agree with you. So where are we going to go from here? We've got a problem with radical Islam. What are we going to do about it?
And radicalism is within our society in America, like these show soldiers shooting up hospitals. We got priests committing pedophilia.
Right.
I mean, it's just
okay.
a general
Tekashi.
Thing.
Tekashi, let me ask you something. You're saying that radical Islam is no more of a problem than radical priests molesting kids.
Or the PTSD soldiers shooting up places every day in America.
Tekashi,
like, we got a problem
Tekashi.
Here. You know?
Tekashi, got to answer my questions. People get frustrated with you. As radical priests molesting kids on the same level as radical Muslims killing the innocent?
I wouldn't put any of them on a level, Kelly. I'm just saying when we point
people
one finger, there's
know,
four
Tekashi,
more pointing back at us or three.
Tekashi, people want to know what you would propose to do about the problem of radical Islam.
I mean, put it this way, man. We should put more responsibility on the Muslims that proclaim not to be radical to kind of eradicate or get rid of the people
Agreed.
Who are out there representing
Agreed.
This.
Tekashi, we got some common ground here. I agree with you 100%. Let's go forward with this. I mean, the idea that you can be part of this group and there's an element of your fringe that's doing radical stuff and you don't stand up and talk against them is totally unacceptable.
Yes, sir. That we could agree on. We could stick up in there, and we could also say we need to put the extreme pressure on the people of power within these organizations, whether it be religious or whatever, to kind of take responsibility for what these people are representing on their behalf.
Right. Exactly. I agree. I got another call here. Anything else?
Not a problem, Kelly. Have a good day, man.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Karen. Morning.
Yeah, Karen. Yes, please go ahead, Karen.
Hey, you cannot compare priest molestations to what's happening everywhere in this world. And this is I agree with him that the peaceful Muslims need to start taking a stand and dealing with this. But until countries around the world actually say what this is, radical Muslims, and nobody at this day and age has to specify, Kelly, that there's peaceful and then there's radicals. We all know that, okay? And it's just a tired old thing that we have to do. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
But it's the radical stinking Muslims that are in Oklahoma beheading that woman, blowing up everything, killing these innocent people. And if the West acquiesces and stops, you know, offending their prophet, if the prophet is that damn weak, come on. I mean, you look at the, you know, they have the that Mormon show running on Broadway.
Yeah.
They did Piss Christ. They did the Virgin Mary swapped, draped in elephant dung. You don't see any of us going crazy. It's a sickness. It's a disease within the Muslim community, the Islamic community, and it has to be weeded out. It absolutely has to be weeded out.
It's
got to
be weeded out by them, or we're left with a job. And if we're left with a job, we got to ramp it up a little bit. We cannot.
But we
got to
ramp it up.
Yeah, we can't sit around and wring our hands and say, "Oh my gosh, we've got freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and you know, we just have to let these people do what they want. And if they step out of line and start killing people, then we can react." Karen, hold on 1 second. Thanks for the call. Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Patty.
Patty, hold on. I got to put you on hold. I'll be right back. Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
You know, and for Courtney, you know, come on. Did I see any outrage from her or from these people when all these people were chanting, "What do we want, day cops? When do we want them now?" And you know, let's make pigs fly. I mean, it's so they pick and choose what they want to get upset about. Art was just throwing ideas out there. Yes, that was extreme, but for her to go off on that and not these innocent people that were killed because they drew some stupid cartoons, that's what she should be outraged.
Yeah, and I mean this idea that she said that would destroy our civilization if we said that when we offend people we can't do it anymore, that would destroy our civilization.
Yeah, you know, this has got to stop. Think about that. She is so upset because Art was throwing out ideas, but there was no outrage on her part about those people that were executed. It's just outrageous, and this is the perfect picture of the left. And it's just, I can't take it. I wasn't going to call, but Oh, my gosh.
Hold
you
on. Hold on one second.
Boiling.
Hold on one second. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, real quick. Those
hold
are
on,
not
hold
ideas,
on, hold
man.
On, hold on. Folks, don't try to take over the show. Yeah, go ahead, Karen, finish up.
Okay. And the last thing, Tekashi. Yeah. We know all about Abu Ghraib, and we've apologized and bent over backwards about that. We can never take those pictures away. But you know what? We're not out there cutting people's heads off on video and putting that on the World Wide Net and kidnapping hundreds of women and young girls, pubescent girls, and raping them at will and selling them to their buddies so they can have sex at will.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, we need to get this straight.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We got to go to break, but thank you. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll be right back. I got to take a break here. And if you're listening, if you're in line waiting to talk on the phone, I'm going to take your call as soon as I come back, but I'm way over break time.
Looking to get refrigerated air this year?
Hey, just hold on until I get done with the break.
As soon as I came back up, it would be funny.
Can you hear me? Tekashi.
I am also from Nashville. I've got all sorts of nieces and nephews. Uncle Keith. Last year, this time, my 8-year-old.
Better place to be.
It's Kelly here, and good morning to you. It's 7:22 on KOBE. It's the 8th of January. Oh. Tekashi, can you hear me? Hello, Tekashi.
Right here, Kelly.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Yet another point. Hold on one second. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty.
Patty, hold on. Hold on. I'll just go. Got to deal with Tekashi.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Tekashi.
Yes, sir. So I'm not quite sure if her name is Patty, but I heard her standing up. And
Karen.
What I'm saying is,
Karen,
the ends doesn't justify the means. You know,
but,
whether it's Abu Ghraib, pedophilia, or radical Islam,
Tekashi, listen to me. If you can hear me over your radio, we need to know what's going to happen in the United States. What we want to know let's look at it on the ground. The reason I brought up the zombie movie, turn down your radio just a little bit.
Okay, let me walk away further.
All right.
Go ahead, man. I'm hearing you.
All right, listen. The reason I brought up the zombie series Walking Dead is it's like as society breaks down, in this case, if we get more terrorist attacks, we've got to make an adaptation to what's going on. And why don't we get prepared for it right now? It seems like we're going to start seeing this more and more around the world.
Yes, Kelly, you might be onto something. But what I'm saying is we have to be very careful by directing all the energy to one set of people, because it kind of carries us back to that segregational kind of thinking, you know. And that's what we're trying to do here in America. We're trying to move away from that.
Yeah, I agree
100%. You understand what I'm saying?
You got to be careful. We don't want to give up what makes us precious, which is our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our civil rights. We want to apply
our democracy, you know, the way of life here. And
Tekashi,
we can't start making
Tekashi,
fear
listen.
Turn us into a bunch of fear mongers.
Yeah, but no, well, listen, how do we deal with the fact that it seems like all of these attacks around the world are coming out of one belief system? It would seem.
Yeah, but you have to remember, Kelly, the propaganda engine. It's very powerful, Kelly. It's very powerful.
Mean?
It's like that old guy in Florida. They found him with a 12-year-old girl that he was sexually molesting, that he somehow took out of her custodial's possession, right? And they found him with a Bible. They found him with this girl, they found that old man with a holy Bible. So I'm saying, should we now go on a rant saying that a lot of these Christians are somehow motivated towards pedophilia?
Listen, Tekashi.
When they get to a certain age?
Yeah, but I get your point. I got another caller. Anything else?
Have a good day, Kelly.
You too. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Patty, thanks for calling in to the show, and what's on your mind?
I was calling Judicial Watch on October 10th, 2014, by Tom Fitton. He has an article about the jihadist narco-terrorist
group
here.
Hold on one second. Folks, if you call in, please listen. Yeah, go ahead, Patty. All right, we lost both. If you call in and I get another call, I'm going to put you on hold so I can just tell the other caller, hold on, and I'll get right back to you. I'm not trying to be rude to anybody. As a matter of fact, thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Six. What's up?
Six, thank you for calling in, and what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say a couple things. We're being bullied, not just as a nation anymore. We're being bullied. Now it's, you know, leaking on through the entire world, and we're not standing up to the bully. Nobody is. I think that's kind of the point that Art was trying to make.
Yes.
There's got to be something done on the adverse because there's no reaction.
What can we
do? Tons of action, there's no reaction.
What can we do?
I don't know. We got to stand up for ourselves. We got to, first off, our government needs to acknowledge that something's going on. And to Tekashi, the people that are molesting kids and the people that are doing, they're not doing this in the name of God. You know?
Yeah, hold on one second. I'll be right back. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're being bullied. People are getting killed in the name of Allah. So that's the difference, Tekashi.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, let's be realistic. Instead of playing like, you know, this is kindergarten and we're teaching kids about morality and ethics, this is the real world, and the real world has to adapt to, we have to adapt to the real world. And if all of the attacks are coming out of one religion, is it a religion or is it a political system? Is it a terrorist system that has attached itself to this religion? If so, what are we going to do about it?
Exactly. Whatever political, religious, whatever it is right now, it's a bully. And the caller earlier that said she was disgusted, I understand. We don't want to go out and kill 100 innocent people. However, that kind of liberal thinking that's going to keep wanting you to go hand feed a bear in the wild.
Yes, exactly.
So eventually you're going to get attacked.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. It's Six. Anything else?
That's it, Kelly. Have a good day, man.
Thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty again.
Yeah, hold on. I got one other call that just popped up. I'll be right back. Yeah, this is the Kelly O'Connell Show. I'll put you on hold. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, there was a article on October 10th last year, 2014, on Judicial Watch by Tom Fitton. He explains how the jihadist Islam movement is here in El Paso.
Okay.
Okay. They're disguising themselves as Hispanics. A lot of them. That was when the border was open. I guess it still is. I don't know. Anyway, they're already here, and they're flying planes out of the Anthony Airport.
All right.
Okay. So that was in that article. Also, you're right. We cannot be we can't be picking sides because our government is behind all of this, people.
Okay.
You all need to dig a little deeper.
All right, right. Patty,
the Zionists. The Zionists.
Patty.
I'm running
out of time.
Running our,
Patty,
running
listen
the military-industrial complex are behind this.
Patty, listen
and
to me.
And I will have to say it's the Republicans.
Patty,
I'm a Republican.
Go. Thank you very much. Folks, if you call into the show, don't get involved in a rant and stop listening to me. I've got other people calling in. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yo, Kelly, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, yeah, what's going on?
So, Kelly, what do you think about de Blasio taking the police officers out of these synagogues in New York?
Hold on one second. This is Kelly.
You
I'll
know
be
what?
Right back.
That was really nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's this de Blasio, the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
He took all the police officers out of these mosques in New York. And I was listening to Giuliani this morning. He didn't think it was a very good idea. But
Mike, listen.
Yeah.
You asked me a question. Listen to me. My response is we've got – look, folks, a guy called in and said one of the things we could do in theory, they kill one of us, we go kill 100 of them. I don't even think Art stands for that. I am not even interested in that idea. We've got to protect our minorities in the United States. If it means putting police into the mosque, that's fine. I think it would be a good influence in the mosques to let them know that we're taking control. Even though you have a mosque in our country, it's on U.S. territory, and we have control of our own territory. We've got to protect minorities. It's when if we have a minority group that rises up against us, we've got to be prepared for it. Hold on one second. I'll put you on a hold. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, Kelly. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who is this?
Yeah, it's Patty. I really appreciate being hung up on. I know
Patty,
you let them talk all they want.
Look, folks, you are not going to call up and dominate me on my own show. If I'm talking to you, listen. I will give you every opportunity to make your point, but don't do that. Nobody has the right to come up and just, like, you know, like, go off on some rant, some blind rant. We'll be right back, folks. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Unbelievable. So I'm Nate. Pretty lazy guy. I realized how lazy I was recently. I was that. Thank you. No, come on. Thank you, guys. I signed up for a mixed martial arts class as well. Made it one day. That's it. Like, they want you. It's about fighting is what that class is about. I thought it was like some guys will maybe do like push-ups or something. The first day I go in, they just pair me up with some 16-year-old kid that wants to fight for a living and wasn't raised by human people. And they're like, why don't y'all just go at it? And I was like,
all right, this guy came all the way from.
I'm excited to be here, to be in Jersey. I love it. I don't know. I just was told to say that. So I said it. No, I am. I'm originally from Tennessee. I live in New York City now. And I have a thick accent. I know this. Because when I meet people up here, they're always like, what's up? Where are you from? I'm like, Tennessee. They're like, that's cool. I got a cousin that lives in Florida.
Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Oh, Kelly, this is Kathy. I haven't listened in a while, but whoa, things really get hot on this show, didn't they?
Yeah. Hold on. We're almost on. Why haven't you been listening?
Oh, I don't know. It just, sometimes I just can't take it. They're so conservative. And I'm not that liberal. I'm liberal about certain things, but, you know.
Kathy, we're on the air. Folks, we got a call. Folks, we got a call. I'm just cutting down that music so we have more time. Thanks for the call. Kathy, we've missed you. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just listening. And, you know, I'm basically started out a liberal, but I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Enough is enough with this religion, and God is great and slaughter everybody. We got to take control. I mean, what I don't understand about the Paris situation is that these men were known to the Paris police. These men were known to be involved in this, and you can't do anything to them until they slaughter 12 people.
Yeah, yes. Yes, agree 100%.
What can we do about that? 100%. Anybody have any ideas? I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I don't want to discriminate against any religion. I don't really care for any of the religions. All of them give me a real big pain where I'm not going to say, but they all worship the same God, but only their way is the way, and it's not just the Muslims that feel this way. Christians did hundreds of years ago.
Put you on hold. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Your religion will straighten up.
Yeah. My answer to this, how about this? How about we redefine Islam as a politico slash religion? Because wherever they go, wherever they get established, they want to dominate and take it over and make the country live under Sharia. That is
that's the nature of the religion. That's the nature of the religion.
Maybe we should redefine it. Maybe we should redefine it. Why do we have to say sit here like sitting ducks until somebody gets killed and then we can respond?
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a different way. We just can't all be sitting here waiting.
Kathy, hold on one second. I'll put you on hold. I'll be right back. Yeah, go ahead.
But I'll keep listening. There's a lot of good ideas.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. Appreciate the support.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. You've called the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's me again. You know, on something that Kathy just said, I wonder if Courtney and Tekashi and those folks realize that in France, they have huge no-go zones for any type of authority, at all. That they've allowed these people to come in with open arms, but yet then they allowed them to set up their communities where Sharia law rules. If there's a murder or rape, they have to go into the French courts. But for anything else, the Sharia courts in these Muslim neighborhoods take control. The police don't go in there. The fire department don't go in there.
That's ridiculous.
That is factual.
They've lost their country. Hold on one second. Put you on hold. I'll be right back. They've lost their entire country. What are we going to do? What are they going to do? They've lost. Well, that means they've ceded. We cannot allow these people to come over and take over in the way they have in Paris.
Not even in Paris, but throughout France. And secondly, Kelly, you know what? We need to be able to go back. What Mike said about Giuliani, his comment, is just De Blasio said no more. You can't go into these mosques and listen and pretend to be a Muslim. But you know what? If any police officer or detective came outside a Christian, a Catholic, or a Jewish church or a Mormon church and said, hey, we're going to be coming and attending your services for the next couple months because we want to hear what you say, nobody would throw a fit. It's the Muslims that will not allow that. And so then you have to go undercover. But you know what? Like Kathy said, I don't think we should pick on anybody, but this is the problem. We need to get smart. We need to infiltrate their mosques and become a part of their communities. That's the only way we're gonna find this
stuff
out.
Agreed. Thanks for the call. Anything else? Right. Thanks for the call. Kelly Connor Show, who's this?
Kelly, it's me again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, as far as granting sovereignty to the Muslims in France to be able to adjudicate their own situations, we gave that to the Jews in New York and to the Indians on reservations, so it's no different.
Wait a minute. Tekashi, hold on a second. That is an area that I've actually studied, and Indian law is under the sovereignty of the American government. It is a sovereign nation. It's called a sovereign nation, but they are under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Specifically stated that they're allowed to adjudicate their own situation.
They have their
so
own
I'm saying in New York City,
hey, listen,
the Jews
listen,
do the
please,
same thing.
Folks, come on. I mean, don't.
Hold the
on,
Jews
listen.
Have their own
right,
cops,
listen.
Their
this,
own
this
fire department,
you
name
in,
it. So what's
my
the difference?
Show, you want to make a point, I'll let you make a point, but don't go on and not let yourself be interrupted because it's boring to people.
It's your relay
Tekashi,
system, Kelly.
Tekashi.
It's your relay.
I understand, but you're listening to the radio and trying to respond to me. But if you hear me talking, just stop for a second. It doesn't mean if there's a delay in the line that the answer is therefore to talk for five straight minutes.
What I'm saying is it's not my radio. It's the delay over the phone. I think there's a problem.
Tekashi,
it's been like this
Tekashi,
the past 2 weeks.
Right now, Tekashi, sometimes when I say something to you, you immediately respond, which makes people think there is no delay. It's like on watching when you're watching a news show on TV and the guy says something and there's a short break and then the person hears it in response. Just work with me, please. The answer
I
to the problem.
I got you, my brother. I'm working with you
100%. All right. Okay. So listen, there are court systems in the Indian nation, but those court systems are under the Constitution. That's what it's got to be here. Hold on one second. I'll put you on hold. It's Kelly. I'll be right back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So as I was saying in response to Patty,
Briefly.
Right? I mean, there's nothing unprecedented about what France is doing. But let me just wrap up with saying this, Kelly.
Briefly.
You know, as far as the solution goes, we need to stop pointing fingers and come up with some common sense solutions to this. Because us pointing fingers at the Muslims and saying they're bad doesn't change anything.
All right, okay.
If anything, it tarnishes our reputation a little more.
All right, good point. Thank you for the call. Thanks for the call. Who's this?
Morning, Kelly. This is Jake. I just want to say a comment real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Turn down your radio.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, Kelly, you know, last night on Michael Savage, there was a gentleman that came out. He's an ex-Muslim.
Okay.
And he said that the only thing that we can do with this type of people is to lock and load. He said that they already have it written that they're out to kill 10 million Americans.
Where is it written?
Well, if you get on Michael Savage on his show last night, I don't know the gentleman's name, but that's what he said. They have it written in there, some kind of format that's their plot to kill 10 million Americans, And that's what they're going to do, and they won't stop until it's done. They've been they already have this plotted all over the United States that they're going to be attacking constantly and a lot more now. And another thing I'd like to say about the religion.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the same God. I'm sorry. They're a satanic religion. They missed the boat when Jesus came. They are not worshiping the same God. And I just want to put that out. It's not, they're not worshiping the same God that we do.
Okay, Jake, thanks a lot. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, folks, before I get another call here, let me play what the White House said about this attack. If it's not
the
stuck.
The other thing that we have tried to do is to work with the leaders in the Muslim community, both here in the United States and around the world, to try to counter those violent messages. That mm-hmm. you know, we've seen ISIL distort the name of a peaceful religion and distort the tenets of an otherwise peaceful religion to try to inspire people to carry out acts of violence. And that's why it's incredibly important that we see leaders in the Muslim community stand up and speak out about
right.
what the true teachings of Islam are.
Josh, when you talk
that's
about
an important part of this too.
When you talk about countering the message, you keep using the word violence. I mean, this is an act of terrorism. That's what the president of France called it, an act of terrorism. You're referring to ISIS and other bad actors. It doesn't really matter who it is at the end of the day. You know you're fighting a very large group of people of somewhat similar concern. Do you see this as an act of terrorism, and is this something that has to be condemned on that level?
I think based on what we know right now, it does seem like that's what we're confronting here. And this is an act of violence that we certainly do condemn. If based on this investigation it turns out to be an act of terrorism, then we would condemn that in the strongest possible terms, too. I mean, look, this is.
What is wrong with these people that they can't even admit? That's what's frustrating to Americans. And the only place that we can talk about it is places like this, talk radio. Why is it the most obvious facts in the world, the president, because of whatever grid he's looking through, cannot admit the terrorist attack in France, the terrorist attack at Fort Hood, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? What do we gain by saying, we think that we're going to appease the Muslim terrorists that we're not going to call what you're doing Muslim terrorism, so please don't attack us. Is that the idea? I don't know. Take a break here. 7:43. We'll be right back. AM 1450. It's Kelly here. Good morning. 7:46. If you just tuned in, we've been talking about Islam and the attack in Paris. And once again, the White House refuses to call it a terrorist attack. In the meantime, the president of France has called the attack in his own country the worst terrorist attack of the last few decades. Here's another clip from Howard Dean. Here is the arrogance of far leftism. Howard Dean is one of the biggest demagogues I've ever listened to. He takes the position that he wants, and then he argues towards it. He doesn't have any interest in whether it's a rational point or not. He figures out a way. He's very good at it, actually. It's a despicable habit he's picked up. But anyway, here he is talking about Islam and how the attack in Paris and how it's not related to religion. Of course, because Howard Dean says it's not. It doesn't matter what motivates these people. They could sit around and read the Quran day and night. It doesn't matter. They could be covered with tattoos of Allah Akbar. It doesn't matter. Howard Dean says they're not religious.
This is a chronic problem. I stopped calling these people Muslim terrorists. They're about as Muslim as I am. I mean, they have no respect for anybody else's life. That's not what the Quran says. And Europe has an enormous radical problem, and an enormous. I think ISIS is a cult, not an Islamic cult. I think it's a cult.
Yeah.
And I think that, you got to deal with these people. The interesting thing here is we talked about guns the last time regarding the United States, regarding how guns get in the hands of the kind of people that killed the two police officers here 2 weeks ago. And France has tremendous gun control laws, and yet these people are able to get Kalashnikovs. So,
yeah.
This is really complicated stuff. And I think you have to treat these people as basically mass murderers, but I do not think that we should accord them any particular religious respect, because I don't think that whatever they're claiming their motivation is clearly is a twisted cultish mind.
All right, we'll be following.
All right, so he says there that they don't have any respect for they don't have any respect for other people and the lives of other people, and therefore they're not a religion. Let's take that idea a little bit farther. If you could show Howard Dean that the Quran itself doesn't have any respect for human life, that is not Muslim, would he therefore say it's not a religion? I mean, that would seem to me the logical deduction that you would take from his ideas. Religion respects life. Religion respects freedom. Religion respects the ideas of other people. It doesn't force itself, especially it doesn't force itself violently on others, and it doesn't kill in the name of God. Therefore, maybe according to Howard Dean's own notions, it's not a religion at all. And that was the question that I asked in the beginning. Islam started out, believe it or not, in its theology or its ideas. Let me put it to this. I don't want to contradict myself immediately. It starts out in its
when 300 acres of
beliefs
New York City
as
is making
having
a
and
Goldman Sachs
statement
people,
about the community,
capital,
the Ummah. The community is formed, and then it is explained later how you become saved, and how you become saved in Islam is not through having a salvation or a conversion process as we understand the Christian church.
And the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
People are saved in Islam through the Ummah. You join the group. Even at the point of a sword, you join the group, and you are therefore saved. So I would argue it's a political religion. It's not just a religion, and therefore can we treat it differently? Here is Chris Matthews. Outrageous to think that France has to adjust its ideals to Islam, and that this is directly for Courtney.
History of retaliation for perceived slights to Islam. Back in 1989, a fatwa or death sentence was issued for Salman Rushdie because his book Satanic Verses was considered offensive to Islam. Before, we all know this story. Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh was murdered on the street by a killer who considered van Gogh's work anti-Islamic. In 2005, when a Dutch newspaper published cartoons lampooning Muhammad, the artists and publishers were met with death threats. So what do we make of it? I'll go back to you, Irshad, and I want your view because you're so optimistic on this. What do you make of what happened today? You think it's an odd occurrence, or is this start of something we're going to have to live with for decades? Where people,
hey, it's Kelly, who's this?
Disaffected, tough love.
This is Bing Zardy.
Hey, let me put you on hold till the clip's done, okay?
It's French.
Okay.
Thanks.
Liberty, equality, fraternity. Get with it. If you don't like living there, move.
Right.
This idea that somehow France has to adjust to your thinking about what constitutes blasphemy is outrageous.
And, all right, so we've got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Artie.
Hey, Art. Yeah, go ahead. Turn down your radio.
You know, this is not to put Americans down, but they say there's 27,000 murders in the United States, and I'm wondering, those people that do that, what religion do they claim?
Interesting question.
You know, we need to, you know, remember Jesus Christ said to take the rapture out of your own eye before you could take the one
all right,
out of
so
someone else's body, you know?
Make an application of what you're saying.
In other words, you know, I think you should
turn down your radio. Art, can you turn down your radio? Art, can you hear me? Can you turn down your radio?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that, you know, there's too much focus on and a lot of what other people are doing, and then, you know, I think we should keep a little bit more focus on what we're doing here in this country.
Get your own house clean first before you criticize Islam. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that there's people that claim to be in a religion that are killing, murdering 27,000 Americans. How many of those are Christian or any religion?
Okay.
It's not pointing fingers to anybody.
Okay.
You know, it's not elevating Islam. It's just a Christian, you know?
Okay, so you're saying that there's a lot of Christians out there killing people.
Well,
Hold on a second. I'll put you on hold. I'll be right back. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, they claim to be Christian. See, you know what? There's imperfect people everywhere. There's
okay.
problems.
All right. Okay, so the people that are killing in the name of Islam are not really Muslim.
It doesn't matter. They're about the people that claim to be Christian and they're killing people. What makes them better?
All right. So the people that kill are false. They're falsely religious anyway, is what you're saying.
To something to the side effect
okay,
that I've got
another
but
call.
It's a very small number.
Okay, thanks a lot. Not sure what that guy's point was, but he can call back. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Art from earlier this morning again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, I think that, you know, if Courtney's delicate sensibilities are offended by waking up to what I had to say, maybe she should tune into music in the morning. I think how disgusting was it for the families of the dead Parisians to wake up and hear about the slaughter of their families. That's a little more disgusting, I suspect.
Well, I mean, for her to suggest that you can't disagree, and I'm, by the way, you're not calling for 100 people, 100 Muslims to be killed for every non-Muslim that the Muslims kill, right?
So you asked me what I would do,
yeah.
And I prefaced it by saying I don't know what I would do. There are much smarter people than I who haven't figured it out either.
Yeah.
So I'm not real sure I know what to do. I do know that I'm simplistic enough to look at things. I referenced World War II earlier this morning.
Yeah.
I think, okay, what were going back now, what was the ratio of dead Americans at Pearl Harbor versus the number of dead Japanese in Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah.
And did we win or lose that war decisively? So there's something to be said for overwhelming firepower.
Okay, I agree with that. Anything else?
Yeah, what specifically would the Courtneys of the world do to stop this violence? Not platitudes about, well, we got to understand them and we shouldn't do this and shouldn't offend them. Specifically, what would they do
to stop this violence? You know what I think? It's going to take a dirty bomb going off in a major city before somebody like Courtney comes to her senses.
I don't think that would even do it. The last thing is your previous caller. I would say that the 2,700 murders that he referenced in this country are not done in the name of God by the people who are committing said murders.
Obviously
not.
That's a big difference. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's there?
Hey, Kelly, I'd just like to say something. This is Jake.
Briefly.
That gentleman that said that Christians are killing all over the world, I'd like to know where those Christians are killing all over the world because it's just nothing but Muslims right now.
I wasn't even sure what his point was, but anything else, Jake?
No, his point was irrelevant, and there is no Christians killing all over the world or killing people like that. And
Jake,
I got to
go.
It's Islam. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I got to go. I got a little comedy clip here for you folks. Nate Bargatze.
No, I am. I am. I'm originally from Tennessee. I live in New York City, yeah. And I have a thick accent. I know this. Because when I meet people up here, they're always like, what's up? Where are you from? I'm like, Tennessee. They're like, that's cool. I got a cousin that lives in Florida. All right. We just naming states? Is that what we're doing? That's what's happening here? What's going on? Is his name Kevin? Because it's not Kevin. I don't know who it is. And I got to go, so.
All right. I wanted to stick a little bit of comedy in there. I had made a promise to myself to try to put a little comedy in. All right. Here's your text. Sorry I took so long. Does Mike have a job? I really don't know. Maybe he breeds dogs. Was Courtney this upset when Oprah said all white racists need to die? Probably not. Where was Courtney's outrage and disgust when protesters were shouting, what do we want dead cops? When do we want it now? And then they got dead cops. It's not a blind rant. That's what Patty says. Patty, when you call in, listen. Don't just go on to autopilot. That's what I have to say. All right. Ooh, this is a long one. This is real long. I'm going to save this one for tomorrow because we're running out of time. So I guess we are advocating dropping a nuke on millions now that we will certainly solve it. No news about this 37 police recruits killed in Yemen by jihadi suicide bomber. They kill their own at a greater rate. Okay. Oh, we got two calls here. Hold on. Hold on just a second. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show briefly.
Yes, sir. This is Artie. I just want to say you're doing a good job. And other than I think you spend too much time. But other than that, I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be said in the name of God or nothing like that. Murder is murder, you know?
Okay. Thanks a lot, man. You've called in the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty, and I won't ever call in after.
Thank you, Patty. Thanks for never calling again. All right, folks, I'll take you out of here with Uncle Tupelo. Have a great day. Kelly O'Connell Show. Ciao.
Chickamauga is where I've been. Solitude is where I'm bound. I don't ever want to see tears again. I don't ever want to see tears again. Appalachia, so patient. The lessons we traveled.